Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Like Mother, Like Daughter. What's good? I'm Jesenia. I'm the daughter.
And I'm Kim. I'm the mom. That still sounds weird when we do it in reverse, but it's okay. I'm going with it. I'd like to have you start it sometime, but it feels weird. But anyway, it's fine.
Like daughter, like mother.
Like daughter, like mother? No. The OG, like mother, like daughter, but I won't continue to be petty.
Right. Why bring the pettiness into another episode?
So what's good?
Well, you know, I feel like, what is good? I mean, lots of things are good, you know, living, breathing, got air in my lungs. However, comma, I feel like this week was the same as last week and the same as week before that.
But it does kind of have that energy. Like people are saying like 2020.5 or something or 20.
Right, yeah.
You know, just like, yeah, that's because this pandemic is still going on at the moment. This foolishness in DC is still going on. That will be changing soon. Yay.
Yay.
Prayerfully. But yeah, no, I get that. I get that. It does feel rather Groundhog Day-ish is what I always use from that movie Groundhog Day, which I don't think I've ever watched the whole movie from beginning to end, but I get the
gist
of it.
I know I haven't. Yep.
Day just keeps repeating itself and repeating itself and repeating itself.
Exactly. But I mean, I don't know about you, but somehow I feel like, and maybe this is because I got spoiled over the holiday break. I put it in quotations, holiday break. It was a break for me. It was. But I think maybe I got spoiled because I was just waking up, you know, no real plan for the day. I'll just, you know, do what I do, get stuff I need to get done. And now, you know, with the start of January, like that first week, hopping right back into it. And it's like, I feel so busy. Like what? I'm kind of confused. I feel like I shouldn't be this busy. I feel like, you know, it's a pandemic. We're in a panoramic, everyone. Like we shouldn't be doing a lot of things anyway. So why am I so busy?
Because you have a lot of commitments.
I mean, I guess so. Like, I guess I did this to myself. I guess I just like said yes to everything and just assumed that my 24 hours in the day would cover it. But I don't know. It's just like a lot going on. And I don't know. Maybe this is just my own story. I know you can relate, but you're just a busy person anyway.
Yeah, I can relate. But I'm getting better the older I get of saying, nah, I already have too much on my plate. In fact, I just had to do this maybe last week? Again, they all run together.
Yeah, I don't know.
But recently, an opportunity came across my plate, and I actually really wanted to do it. I mean, it looked appealing, and I know that I would be good at it. And I think I would enjoy working with the people involved. But when I really thought about how much time I really have left to give, I was like, you know what? This is going to cut. Like, you already don't have time. This is about to cut into the little bitty bit of time for you that you have. Because that, at a certain point, that's what it starts to cut into. Mm-hmm. Like, your time that you need to take care of yourself, whatever that is. And I think when you're younger, not that I'm old, but I think, you know, that when you're younger, you have more energy and you can do, you feel, I mean, I don't know. I think you fit it in better and you don't have the same type of commitments maybe too. But now listen, I'm like, you know what? I need my sleep and I don't get enough of it as it is. And this workout that I used to say, oh, I'll just do it tomorrow. No, I need to do it today because if I don't, I'm going to feel differently, you know, than if I don't work out. And no, I don't need to take a 2-minute shower. I need to take a 20-minute bath with some hot water and some Epsom salt. So I can't give you any more of my time, whatever the you, it, or whatever is. And that was a situation. And it was hard to say no. It was very hard to say no because I was kind of being voluntold to do it. And you know, I was like, you know, I can't do it. There's not even enough money you could pay me. Well, actually, maybe there is.
Well,
but because there is a number where I would be willing to give up some of my time. And even that's not healthy. Like, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. all money ain't good money. Like sometimes there's not enough money they can pay you to give up that little bit of time that you have for yourself. And for busy people like you and I tend to be, I find that it's important that you put that higher up on the list, because once you start layering in all those other things, if you don't do the me self-care stuff first, then you'll never get to it. Because you notice what I said is like, I'm still going to do all the other things. I'm still going to get my work stuff done. I'm still going to get my family stuff done. You know what I'm saying? I'm still going to get my financial commitments done. So if you add something else on, what is it going to take away from? It's going to take away from my bath, my reading, my meditation, my working out, my doing ever what I want to do to create some personal space for myself. That always is what you take away from. I'm not going to give less at work because I can't necessarily.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to, you know what, y'all on your own figuring out dinner all day this week, all this week. You know, I'm not going to do that. So you take away from you. And what I have realized, like I said, the older that I've gotten is that, no, I can't serve all of y'all if I don't, if I'm not good. So I had to say, no, sorry. Thank you very much. Let me know if I can be of any assistance in the future. Maybe something will change. Right now, can't put nothing else on my plate. Can't do it because I already sleep maybe 5 hours a night.
That's high.
Yeah.
I think that might be high for you.
I mean, it's probably more like four, average of four. On a bad night, it's less than that, but it's probably averages out to be, but 4 hours is not enough. When they talk about the older you get, the more sleep you need. Are you kidding me?
It's not enough at all.
Like my sister, listen, Michelle does not play. She's like, I need my 8-9 hours, period, point blank, or I can't function. I'm a fuss you out and everything else. You know what I'm saying? She does not play with her sleep. She could never function. And I do it week in and week out. So no. But then sometimes there's times where you have to say no, and it has nothing to do with taking your personal time, but just you've already overcommitted. Right?
Yeah. I've had that come across, and it's also making me think about like, I don't know. I feel like kind of torn, because on one side it's like, maybe I should say yes to less things so that I can say when something comes up that I'm super, super passionate about, then I'll have the time to say yes to it. Right. But then on the other hand, it's like, well, who do you think you are? You think opportunity is just going to come left and right? Like, you better be grateful for what you were just presented and say yes to it. And like, year of yes, you know what I'm saying? Say yes to everything. So I'm kind of torn between these two ideologies, I suppose, of what I quote unquote should be doing. And I think that's kind of the problem, because there is no like, I'm not sure what I should be doing.
You know? Right. And only you can choose that for yourself. And what I always go to is, how does it make me feel? Like when you were talking about a certain opportunity that you have recently, it was causing you stress. It was causing you anxiety, trying to figure it out how you were going to do it with everything else on your plate, because you really wanted to do it. I mean, a lot of times, like I said, I really wanted to do the thing I wanted to do too. Not to the extent that you did, I think, but I mean, at the same time, you know, but if it causes you angst,
yeah,
that's not good for you. Or you have to remove something else to put it on, and you were in a situation where you couldn't remove the other things because you had already committed to those. But I think there's something to what you said, and only you can figure that out for yourself, because I think what you described is kind of what I'm leaning toward, is that I'm not going to do as much. I'm not going to commit to quite as much. I don't have to. You're kind of in the stage of life where you kind of should do as much as you can. I'm kind of like, I don't work now. If you want me to work, it comes with a price. Because you're getting a certain type of work and experience and all of that. So I don't need to do everything that comes across my plate. And I don't mean to say that from a place of arrogance. I'm just saying, like, I've done that already. So I kind of do need to leave room on my plate for, you might need some extra sleep today. Or you might want to, somebody might call and be like, you know what, let's go to Jamaica. And I want to be able to go.
Right.
Whereas before, I maybe didn't have the time or the money or whatever else to go. You know what I mean? So I think that's a very, that could be a practical way of looking at it. say yes to let yes. So that when something comes along, but then you don't want to miss opportunities waiting for something to, you know what they say,
right, exactly.
The hand is worth two in the bush. So I think you just have to have faith in knowing that the right opportunities will present themselves at the right time. And if it doesn't fit, that means it wasn't supposed to fit. Now, what I was going to say about your situation, and I know we're talking around it, y'all. Yes, we're doing it on purpose because we're trying to protect names to protect the innocent or whatever you want to call it. But with your particular situation, if you think about it, you really accomplished the goal that you wanted to do anyway. Like, your goal was not necessarily to do the thing. Your goal was to make the connection. And you did that.
Yeah, the connection has been made. That's
true. So, yes, you would have liked to do it. But really, the reason why you were doing it, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, so correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like the reason why you wanted to do it was for to make the connection. Like if some of the people were not involved, you might not have
I wouldn't been be as pressed
about it. Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
So your end goal was actually accomplished. Do you know what I mean? And sometimes that's what I think that we have to keep in the frame of mind of, if like you were, we were talking before the podcast, is like, you don't operate from a state of lack, operate from a state of abundance. Like, there's an abundance of opportunities. If something comes across right now that you can't do, you're not supposed to do it. If you look at it and you can't figure it out, do you know what I'm saying? If it doesn't,
right.
Make sense, if it causes you anxiety trying to figure it out, if you're stressing or if you're like, I really want to do it, but I don't like working with this person. Well, that might mean you're not supposed to do it. Or it might mean you're supposed to do it because you're supposed to learn how to work with challenging people or whatever the case may be. But it always works out. It always works out the way it's supposed to. If, in my opinion, and I'm not saying I'm 100% right, but in my opinion, if it's meant to be, it will happen. If it's for you, you'll get it. And if you keep in mind the end result, like I always say, and how it makes you feel, then you can go with that. Now, again, like there's a difference between fear out of fear's sake. You know what I'm saying? Just fear, just, I don't want to do it because I'm afraid.
Right. I'm not ready.
Yeah. Because that's the wrong side of your brain or consciousness or whatever. But I'm saying, if you know you've looked at the situation, you've analyzed it, it's going to be all right.
Yeah.
There'll be another opportunity. And then now it's up to you to continue with the connection, you know, to stay in contact and all of that type of thing, and find an opportunity for, you know, for when you don't have as much on your plate. But no, I do think, get it, do as much as you can that you can withstand. I'm not saying drive yourself crazy.
Yeah. Or go, you know, mad.
Yeah, no, not at all. But this is the time in your life where you don't have any significant other partner, you don't have any children, you don't have any pets. You know, you don't have anybody to worry about except yourself. So you can, you know, live on the edge a little bit more.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. I just gotta, like, I think my thing that I need to practice is just like you said, just letting go, having the faith and the confidence that everything works out the way it's supposed to. Like I said this morning, because I really was, like, I had anxiety last night about it. I woke up early in the morning emailing, like, thinking about it, da da da. And then, you know, throughout the afternoon, I was like, okay. Like, I put my little braces on last night. I said, okay. Like, what is for you is for you. And like, what is for you will not pass you by. So just keep operating, like, just, you know, just keep going, like, do something. Cause I was literally what do they call it? Paralysis by analysis. Like, I was just like, I was just not doing anything because I was so just like, well, I don't know about what if I, maybe I can. And I'm just like, you know what? You've got to let this go. Like, I don't know. I do this thing where I just think of different scenarios and like play them out in my head. Well, what if they hate me after? And what if I never work again? And whatever the case may be. And it's like, girl, it's not that deep. And that's why I had to call you. I said, Mom, da da da. We had our whole conversation and we let it go. But yeah, that's, I just needed that reminder of.
But know that I feel you, because I'm guilty of that. I've just gotten better over the years, and I'm sorry if I did this to you. No. I'm sorry if you got those jeans for me. Because no, honestly, I 100% relate to that. I just have less to give now.
Yeah.
So I don't let it concern me as much, but it does concern me. It does concern me, you know, but what God has for you is for you. And not any one person, place, or thing on earth controls your blessings and your outcome and the opportunity. Right. God can make a way literally out of no way. So it doesn't matter what, you know, someone else is mad or someone else thinks this or that or whatever. No, as long as you operate from a good intention, a good spirit, good purpose, mm-hmm. trying to look out for the other person, how they're feeling about it, which is well, what you did. That's why I was saying, include this, include that. Think about this. How would you feel if you were in their shoes? What would you want to hear?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And as long as you, you know, go back to your, remember your jewels, you know what I'm saying? As long as you include those things in your dealings with people.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, then you know that, and again, I'm saying something, I'm not trying to talk around folks, but whatever your principles are, whatever your, and it should be, in my opinion, you know, treat others the way you want to be treated. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if you operate from that space, then you can't do wrong because your intention is right. You know what I'm saying? Your intention is right. So as long as you're, now those people who operate from that evil, conniving, what's in it for me, I don't care about y'all, I'm going to talk about that part, those people, they'll catch their karma as well. So I don't know. Like I said, I'm not an expert. I'm just telling you what has worked for me. And I still don't always get it 100% right. And it doesn't always feel great. Like you're never 100% sure. Let me say that either. Mm-hmm. You never, because sometimes I go, did I make the right decision? Maybe I should have done that. But then I think about, no, because this is why you didn't. So as long as you go back to that, this is why I did it. And you're not a type of person that makes haphazard decisions or, I know I did that to you as well. I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, but sometimes it's a very, maybe this is my Gemini cusp showing. I'm not sure. But like, sometimes I'm very like, okay, I have to think about X, Y, and Z, but what if ABC happens and then DEF? Okay. Did everybody think about this? Da, da, da. And then same side of that same coin, I will do something so just rash or just like say something, you know, I'll just be like, say something, just be like, and, or whatever. And it's just like off the cuff. So I'm just like having this internal struggle as well, but that's a conversation for another day.
Well, know thyself.
I know, right?
That's all we can do.
Yep. So anyway, that feels good to talk about.
But you know, saying no is something that people have problems with. Not everyone. I don't think your dad has a problem saying no, not one iota. Do you?
That's true. I'm really trying to think of it. I'm actually really trying to think of a time where he's like, nah, I didn't really want to do this, but I'm doing it anyway.
Nah, he doesn't operate from that space. I wish I had more of that, whatever that is. Like, no, nah, I'm not doing it. Sure. No, I don't care. Like, he doesn't, once his mind is made up about something or whatever. Now, whether he has a struggle getting to that point, I don't know. I'd have to ask him. But
I don't know.
But I think a lot of women, I'll say, that I come in contact with, they have shared with me that they have saying no is a problem. They have a problem like saying no.
Honestly, it sounds like patriarchy to me.
Well, it might be.
I love to blame things on patriarchy.
Yeah.
I do. Because I mean, often it's right. Patriarchy, racism, and capitalism. Those are my go-to.
Oh my gosh. But how does patriarchy come into play with saying no?
Well, I mean, if let's think about this, like patriarchy, the dominance of men, like the submission of women, if women are deemed to be submissive, that means you don't say no. That's not something that's common in your vocabulary. Like, I'm not saying that this is what I believe, but I'm saying under the guise of this, whatever patriarchy is system, I don't know, a system of oppression. That's just my first inclination. Like, mm-hmm. Women are not taught or like, I don't even want to, I'm groomed. It's what's coming in my head. And I hate that that's what's coming in my head, but that's mm-hmm. what it is, like to say no.
And you think,
especially, do people up in power, and I think men are, I think men are trained to be more vocal about their wants, needs, desires, dislikes, tastes, whatever. Yeah, I do think so. Like, very authoritative, business-like, or even just opinions like, oh, well, men don't like when you do that, or your skirt's too short, men will think da-da-da-da-da, or men will do da-da-da-da-da. Very under the viewpoint or the gaze of men. Yeah, I do think that. So whether it's, you know, internalized misogyny that it has caused, you know, women to say no to that. I don't know how necessarily that translates to like opportunities, like saying no to opportunities.
If you're, and again, we don't want to use the word groom, but if you use your hypothesis, you know, I could see that, because if it translates to other areas of your life, if it starts in one area of your life. So I could see how that could be, you know, a possibility for sure.
Yeah. Or even thinking about like who you like, now this is really reach, but like in the realm that we were talking about earlier of living in a state of lack, like if you're thinking like, oh, well, you're lucky to have this guy, like you should just, you know, say yes, or da da da, like don't turn him down because who knows, or don't turn that opportunity down because who knows when you're gonna get another one, or you're lucky to have gotten this, or da da da.
Talking about a man.
I don't know. I was talking about both a man and an opportunity at that point. I was trying to transition the metaphor over. I'm not sure if it really worked, but I don't know. These are all
maybe
hypotheses, everyone.
I mean,
all theories.
I would say, I don't think I've ever said anything like that as it relates to men.
Oh, absolutely not. And that's I've been in a relationship with how many people? That's why. Because I don't play around with that. No. I don't play around with that. But I'm just saying. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, but I could see how it could still translate over if that's how a person was raised, or if that's how they observed
their
household growing up, whatever the case may be. That of course affects all of us and how we operate when we're grown, you know, when we're old, we're just big kids with bills.
But, hey, let me tell you what, bills, actually you pay my telephone bill, so thanks. And you pay my automobile. Wow, thank you. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Those days are numbered, though. Those days are numbered.
Oh, my God. Please. Please, Jesus. Let's get into our little, what do we call this? Our segment. We have a segment now.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is, I don't even know. We don't really have an official name for this segment, but it's this book called 3,000 Questions About Me. And I actually got it prior to one of the times that I went to visit my parents, because I said, you know what, there's things like I don't even know really about them or how they would answer. So it's really a book of 3,000 questions. And I was just like, Mom, pick a number between 1 and 3,000. And then I would read the question and she would answer. And I would do the same thing with my dad. And it was cool. So I thought, you know, I bet there's some stuff you don't know about me, or I don't know about you, or just perspectives, because a lot of it is perspective on things. So I figured we could try it.
So do we answer the same question?
We can. We can do it that way, yeah.
Okay. How about you pick a two-digit number and I pick a two-digit number? Or up to two-digit number.
Okay, I'm going to pick 22, which, of course, I've already answered.
Wait, no. We're going to combine them. We're going to combine the numbers. And then.
Oh, got you. Okay, so I picked 22.
Okay, I picked 25.
So 22, 25 is the question number. Is that what I'm understanding? Okay.
Correct.
Question number 2225. Let me see if I can find it quickly. All right. Question 2225 is, have you ever participated in flash mob? If so, what song and dance did you do?
What?
Really random.
I'm trying to think.
Now, you know I haven't.
But I was going to say, you know, I probably have. I just, for the life of me, cannot remember, but I'm just thinking back to like my high school days. We would just go around singing anywhere. So I guess that kind of counts as a flash mob. And maybe something, I feel like I was on an extra maybe, or maybe it was a dream. I'm confused.
You know, like, song?
I have not one clue. Or maybe it was like one of those like party rock anthem. Remember that song? Party rock is in the house tonight.
Oh yeah,
it's very old. I feel like I have done something to that song. I don't know why,
hilarious,
but I feel like I have. That is funny. That's really deep, reaching into the depths of my memory.
Okay, well, let's try
I was a teen.
Yes. Want to pick another number? You pick the first two this time.
Let's do 13.
All right, and I will pick.
It could also 13. Be a single-digit number. Oh, okay, 13.
13. All right, 13 is, has your ego ever gotten in the way of work or a relationship?
Oh,
has your ego, yeah, that was a big contrast in questions. Has your ego ever gotten in the way of work or a relationship?
Well, yeah, I would say so. Yeah, I feel like what's sticking out to me, I don't know about relationship. I feel like I'm pretty perfect in relationships, which could be the ego talking.
I was about to say.
Just kidding.
Ego much?
Right, for real. But I will say for work, I feel like I can talk about this because, I mean, hey, it happened. So this is a time. Remember the time I almost got fired? You don't remember that?
No, maybe you didn't tell me.
Well, basically, there was a workshop, and this was a very like rough week for me. Ironically enough, I had just like, me and my boyfriend had just broken up. I was just distraught, da 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 da. And we were in this workshop, and basically, I was just kind of not feeling it. And I don't even know. I'm trying to think of a way to like properly tell this story, but basically, my ego got in the way, right? Like, I ended up zoning out, texting on my phone, being just very like unprofessional, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, I was like totally right because what the artist was doing, in my opinion, was just so uncalled for, da 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 da. But really, like, I was wrong. Like, I had let my ego just kind of take over. And that was a really hard lesson for me to learn because, like I said, like, I almost lost my job. Like, and I'm not afraid to say it. It was not right. Like, I was upset, but still I could have acted. I didn't have to, you know how you always say, like, there's a time and a place, right?
Right.
And I didn't have to act that way during that time and at that place, even though my feelings, I still believe my feelings were valid, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. That was, like, a tough lesson to learn, but I'm glad that I learned it because, you know, I let my ego get in the way. I think that's ego, right? Like, I don't know. What would you even say is ego? I guess I should have asked that before I answered the question.
Yeah, no. I mean, I think that, I don't know what the actual psychological definition is necessarily of, look, let me just look up precisely. I think I'm going back to philosophy class.
Ego. I'm thinking of, right. The only thing I'm thinking of Beyonce.
The I or self of any person. A person as thinking, feeling, and willing, and distinguishing itself from the selves of others and from objects of its thought. So basically,
yourself is more right. important than others' self. Like that?
So in psychoanalysts, the part of the psychic apparatus that experiences and reacts to the outside world and thus mediates between the primitive drives of the id and the demands. Oh, God, never mind. This is reminding me of Freud and something. I probably failed a class. But anyway, but yes, the ego, the self, yourself, seeing everything from yourself, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, shoot. I mean, I feel like I do that a lot.
But I mean, people do that a lot. Operate from their own self and their own experience and their, you know, their own pride, feelings, or, you know, it's the opposite of what we were saying mm-hmm. earlier. Not
right.
necessarily from the perspective of the other person or taking other people's feelings into account, but basically me, I, how I feel, how it makes me look, feel, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
whatever. Yeah. So, I mean, I can't even think of no one particular incident, but I'm certain that it probably has gotten in the way of both work and a relationship of some kind of fashion. Not necessarily a romantic relationship because, I mean, your dad and I have been together for 48 decades.
LOL. 48 decades.
but no, so, but I mean, probably, of course I would like to say not, but my ego was saying that.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I'm sure that it has.
Right. This question, I feel like, is just like how could you say no to this question?
Yeah. I mean, I try not to, but I'm most certain that I have. Has it gotten in the way of work or a relationship?
For legal purposes, all stories in this podcast are, how do we make this like an NDA, Mom? How do we say this? For legal purposes, all stories in this podcast are fictional, or all stories in this podcast are educational based only.
Yeah.
Anecdotal.
Anecdotal. Yeah, that's a good one. Well, this sounds like a good place to wrap.
I mean, sure.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed this podcast and just listening to us converse, but follow us on our social media. I'm at Kim Nelson Ingram on all platforms.
I'm at Jasenia Ingram.